Welcome to another episode of the Leaders in Education podcast, the official podcast for the Charlevoix-Emmett Intermediate School District, featuring voices in education. Ottawa Elementary School in Petoskey serves roughly 250 students in pre-K through fifth grade. This episode features one way that students and staff are living into the vision that everyone can work to his or her fullest potential, achieve goals, and develop a more caring attitude. Through their school-wide positive behavioral interventions and supports system, students and staff are establishing positive culture and creating a safe and effective learning environment. In this episode, we will hear from members of the school's PBIS team. And to kick us off, I would like to thank Principal Jody Schreiber for allowing us a glimpse into the great things happening at Ottawa Elementary School. So Jody, how long have you been principal at Ottawa Elementary School?
I have been the principal for about a year and a half now. Last year was my first full year up here. Prior to moving back up to Michigan, I was an administrator in Florida. And through that, I saw that jobs were open here. And so I applied, and last year was my first year, and I've been here for the rest of this year. So about a year and a half now.
So in the introduction, I mentioned Ottawa's PBIS system, and would like to ask if you could explain what PBIS looks like at Ottawa Elementary School and perhaps how it became what it is today.
Great. Well, I know prior to me coming here, PBIS was something that was always a part of public schools of Petoskey. But when coming up here, one of the district strategic plan goals was about implementation of a K-12 PBIS structure in all buildings that focused on the full value agreement. And in the public schools of Petoskey, that's our pillar, right? Mm-hmm. We always work on the three tenets of the full value agreement, and that's working as a team, being safe, and speaking up. And I always add, in a kind and helpful way for speaking up. And so that's something that's always been a drive in Petoskey. They do a lot of things around that in all of the buildings. So of course, coming into Ottawa, I really wanted to see what is it like here? Right. And what is it that the teachers like about PBIS, the systems that were already in place, but also what they might want to see change. And so when we were developing it, the first thing is really coming together and seeing, do we have a committee of people that are really passionate about PBIS? And so we were able to, last year in my first year, we were able to have a committee pulled mm-hmm. together of people that wanted to be on that committee. And so we had about, I want to say, five or six people that joined that committee from the start. And again, didn't happen right away because they were getting to know me. And they kind of took that role and we just went with it, right? We talked about the initiatives that were already in place and some different things that we might want to change. Now with PBIS, Positive Behavior Intervention Supports, we're focusing on those positive behaviors, mm-hmm. but also supporting students in understanding those negative behaviors, but how can we work through that with them and knowing what we can do for that positive change? Not just here at school, mm-hmm. but, and this is something big in Florida, in school, at home, and in the community. And through the full value agreement, that was the piece that really stuck with us. And so with that, the team really thought, let's redo what our positive referrals, shall I say, that positive incentive goes. And so we created a team ticket that was colorful and nice and that kids would be proud of to share with their families at home. So the superhero theme is what we went with year. And so Kristen Monan, our school counselor, she really supports the teachers. She also sits on the committee, the PBIS committee. She supports the teachers with lessons, monthly lessons, where it talks about the SEL competencies, but also talks about our superpowers of the month. And so each month we have a character trait or a superpower that we focus on. And then we recognize students at the end of every month. So that's something else that the committee really felt strongly about, is celebrating students who are really stepping up to those character traits, but really showing them as well, like mm-hmm. being that positive role model. So that was something else that we added in this year, actually, was those student of the months. All those things all focus around positive behaviors, this PBIS and really supporting that district goal, but within our school, how can we increase positive behaviors following that full value agreement and instilling those lifelong skills that our students need as they continue on throughout their learning.
Well, I appreciate you sharing all of that, the way that you've given your staff and students a voice, and how you all appear to be all in terms of PBIS and helping students become productive citizens. So thank you for this conversation. I look forward to talking with a number of the members of your PBIS team as we go through this episode. So thank you.
Thank you so much. It was great to talk with you today, Michael.
So Kristen Monin is Ottawa's school counselor. Kristen, can you talk about ways the PBIS system is promoting social emotional learning in the school?
Sure. So each month has an assigned superpower or character trait. We focus on respect, responsibility, gratitude, empathy, perseverance, cooperation, integrity, and courage.
So can I ask you there, like, how did you choose those characteristics?
Sure. Last year, we looked at several different SEL programs and different curriculum. We couldn't decide on one, so we just kind of took the best out of a lot that we saw, and we just looked for words that we thought truly encapsulated what we wanted to promote with our students, sure. How to be good citizens and be good people in our community.
Great. So this building, as well as the whole district, has what you call the full value agreement. I wonder if you could sort of explain what that is and then how that ties to the work you're doing around the superheroes.
Sure. So with our full value agreement, we have three components, which are be safe, speak up, and work as a team. These go along with all of our character traits. They also go along with the five CASEL competencies that are for social emotional learning, that are self-awareness, self-management, social awareness, responsible decision-making, and relationship skills. So if you look at integrity, last month's right. trait, that goes along with being safe, speaking up. It also goes along with social awareness, self-management, just knowing what you should do in certain situations.
It's really obvious how deliberate and intentional you're being around these skills and then making sure that they are relevant and timely for students. So, and again, it was great to see the students and their excitement as you talk through the next month's topic of courage. So now, unrelated to this work and the social-emotional component, you actually go into classrooms and work with students and teachers on this. Can you talk about that?
Sure. I go into every classroom each month, pre-K through 5th, to talk about the topic and make it age-appropriate to what would be going on with that class. Of course, it would be different in preschool than it would 5th grade. But we stick with the same topic so that each student will go into each grade with the same language, mm-hmm. with the same characteristics. And we do this even across all of our elementary schools in Petoskey so that they'll all go into middle and high school with the same language.
So you coordinate with other counselors and teachers in other buildings?
Yes,
as well.
For the elementary, we all meet once a week to plan our lessons and just talk about how we're going to promote SEL through our buildings.
That's great. So as you know, I'm going to be talking with some other staff members this afternoon. Is there anything else that you'd like to share, Kristen?
I just want to say how much I have enjoyed this. They did not actually have a school counselor or student support specialist up until a couple of years ago, so okay. I just started then. At that time, I was at all four schools. We've since added someone at every school.
Okay.
So it's just an exciting time to get to promote all of this within all of the schools and work together.
Certainly. Well, thank you for talking with me today.
Thank you.
Tara Rabideau is a 5th grade teacher and member of the PBIS committee at Ottawa Elementary School. Tara, what drove you to want to be involved in PBIS here?
When I first came to Petoskey, I was really happy to see that the district was using PBIS as their interventions and supports. Mm-hmm. I had used it with great success in my internship, and so seeing it here in this district made me excited to join the team. When kids are at school, they really need to feel safe. They need to feel like they are being built up more than they're being brought down. And with our PBIS initiative, our team tickets, I feel like we are doing that successfully. We have a lot of kids feeling safe here at Petoskey.
That's so important.
Ottawa has always had a great PBIS program, but I think over the last 2 to 3 years, we have really built up our PBIS program even more with our team tickets and our assembly, and it's really become the culture of our school.
That's so great, and what a testament to the commitment of the staff and folks like yourself.
Absolutely.
Erica Haas is a 4th grade teacher at Ottawa Elementary School. Erica, you know, the committee has done so much work around being intentional and how to make sure PBIS is integrated throughout everything you do. What does the committee do to make sure that happens?
So the biggest thing that we do is we make sure to meet on a monthly basis, mm-hmm. and then we meet and it's very intentional. So we discuss how we've been doing within the school based on our behaviors for students. We discuss things like, okay, what is the assemblies going to look like? How are we going to keep buy-in? Because buy-in is very important, especially when you're trying to reach multiple levels and multiple kids.
Right.
So when we are within the assembly, we want to make sure that it's engaging, it's purposeful, but it still touches on those full value agreements. So we try really hard to keep it focused on team, because being a team is really what it's all about.
Exactly.
So that's kind of what we do when we're together and why we organize our assemblies the way that we do.
Well, and again, I, as I said to some other folks I've talked to, the excitement in the room was palpable. So again, thank you for everything you do to keep this effort going forward.
Of course, it's fantastic. And I liked, I mean, all the kids get to be immersed in something with PBIS, whether it's being called out in the assembly or the book tokens, you know, weekly or monthly. So it's not just a one and done. We really try to reach every student at every level and allow them to see themselves as valued and see that their behavior is worth it. And positive behavior kind of runs the team. So that's what we do.
Great. Thank you for everything you do.
Thank you.
Shannon Ledig is a fourth grade teacher and member of the PBIS committee here at Ottawa Elementary School. Shannon, what are some of the outcomes that you're seeing in the classroom as a result of the school's PBIS system?
Well, overall, I'm seeing some really increased positive behaviors in the students in the classroom and in the school overall. The kids are recognizing when they and their peers are not using the full value agreement or displaying the qualities of our superhero word of the month. The kids are using the strategies that we're learning that go with the power of the month that we learn in our lessons with Mrs. Monan on a monthly basis.
That's great, great. Helene Ivey is a third grade teacher here at Ottawa Elementary School. Helene, what outcomes are you seeing as a result of the PBIS system?
In my classroom, I'm noticing that our character trait of the month is really impacting how kids are thinking about treating one another and what they're striving for. So it's nice to see them recognize, you know, what does integrity mean and how can I show it? I feel like that part has been pretty powerful this year. Throughout the school, I'm noticing that students, well, number one, students are just loving this superhero theme that we've got on this year, right? And the opportunity for kids to be recognized, whether that's, you know, at the assembly, like you saw, the superhero student of the month, but also they love listening to the morning announcements when Ms. Schreiber is talking about the team tickets that teachers and staff have been noticing kids following the full value agreement. So I guess our PBIS is kind of twofold that way.
Sure.
I do feel like another thing that has come out of our focus this year is that our whole school really understands the full value agreement and the three separate parts of it, and they're able to you know, talk about it and then also reflect on their behaviors and think about, ooh, what could I have done better?
Right.
So,
well, we all know that one sign of a positive culture, a strong culture, is having shared commitments. So what you and everyone else I've talked to have referred to is that full value agreement and how students and staff are living into that.
So, yeah. I think that's something, you know, that has been very important in fostering. Like you said, the sense of community here at Ottawa is really, it's just gelling more.
That's
there's just more team mindset, I guess.
Great.
And it's really great. It is.
Well, thank you for everything you do.
Well, thanks.
For more information about PBIS, there are numerous resources available online, including the Center on PBIS's website, pbis.org. For more information about ways local schools like Ottawa Elementary School are implementing PBIS, check out the Charlevoix-Emmett Intermediate School District's website and search for PBIS. Thank you for listening to the Leaders in Education podcast. Please check out our archive for past episodes. And remember, the great thing about learning is that you never have to stop.